That's what the girls say. He only put it in halfway. It doesn't count.
Love Olivia Pope, I'll tell you that. Yeah. That one nice looking light skinned black woman.
Welcome to the Pod Smack Podcast. I'm Dan Balboni.
Shannon Cooley.
Joe Jones.
And we're back after a week off. We had, I guess you can say, maybe a little holiday hangover for some people, Joe. if you hear anything that you might find interesting, we will put links on our website. Go to www.podsmack.com to go to our, and click on the episodes link tab. Also, if you want to email us, podsmack1@gmail.com, and our Twitter is at getpodsmack1. So, we've had a couple week or at least a week off. What's been going on with you, Shannon? How was your holidays? How was Thanksgiving?
My Thanksgiving was all right. As usual, my brother-in-law had less of a patience than I had.
So, and we can refer to his name, I guess.
Lauren, our only person that emailed. No,
one of our listeners and contributors, I guess.
Your friend emails us too, yeah. But yes. But everything settled down and we were fine, so it was all good.
Okay. Now, you have, I heard you before we got up here, you had some beefs. Do you want to get into your beefs or do you want to?
I don't know. They fall into different categories, so I don't know. What do you want
to? I mean, I got a list, so I'm going to tee off on a bunch of different things. So I don't know if you want to go first.
Well, let's see how Joe's doing first.
So I know Joe went to the Celtics-Laker game last night.
Oh, man, it was disgusting. Being a Laker fan, it was a bad game. But I've always wanted to go to a Laker-Celtics game.
Just not that one.
Just about 20
no,
years
even though
ago?
They lost, but even in the beginning when it was close, it just felt, it didn't feel like a Lakers-Celtics game because, you know, there's no energy because both teams suck. So I was like, oh, let's see, you know, who can get that first pick in the draft for next year. That's all it is. So, but we did do a lot of drinking. So that was, and I snuck two beers in cans in. It was nice. I was proud of myself.
How much are the beers over at the Garden?
I think a 16-ounce draft was like $11.50. It was ridiculous.
Wow.
$11.50.
Yeah.
That's almost $1 an ounce.
It's ridiculous.
It's ridiculous. It's like 75 cents an ounce.
Yep. You can buy a 12-pack for like $15, and they want to sell you one 16-ounce beer for...
Damn. almost makes the prices at the movie theaters look reasonable.
I know.
I do have a story about going to sporting events and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so... So the people that know me or see me on the Facebook page, right, know that occasionally I can get mistaken for a guy. Well, this comes to my advantage when I'm going to these big concerts, big sporting events, because they never know what line to put me through to wand me down. So I can always get stuff in there.
Yep.
We went to Gillette Stadium for Kenny Chesney one year, right? And I was like loaded with like little nips and stuff like that. Like I had all sorts of stuff.
Yeah.
And I was worried about the little metal caps, because a lot of them had the metal cap. And I didn't know how much metal you needed to set that thing off or whatever. So I'm walking through, and the girl waves me through, and I was like, all right. She's like, go to the guy. And then the guy assumed the girl already got me, so I just went through unwanted.
Nice.
It happens all the time. I just like, if the girl goes to want me, I just give her, like, a weird look, and she's like, oh, go to them. And the guy goes to want me, and I'm like, she got me. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Nice.
So, yeah, that's fun. That's the good part about it. The bad part is I get all the weird looks when I try to go to the bathroom. So.
You seem like I'm a guy.
No, I've had to, like, grab my boots and be like, girl.
Yeah.
I don't know how to use a urinal. I don't know how she means.
No, they have stalls in there.
I don't want to see all that. Stuff.
They have doors on it, you know. You go in.
I don't want to go into a men's room and have people at a urinal.
You can't see. You just see the back.
It's not like
they sit out. Hey, everybody, look.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah.
Like, these these people are drunk at these concerts.
No, it's still a guy code, man. You don't pregame.
That's it. You get to your urinal, you look straight ahead.
You look straight, yep.
And if you don't know the person next to you, you don't say anything.
I will take that back. I have used men's rooms, but only at Melissa Etheridge concerts, because they actually take the sign off the men's room and just make it a wall of them. Literally, they make all of them women's rooms, and that's it. The, like, four guys that go.
Yeah, I was going to say, because there's no guys there.
Now, also, since we're on urinal etiquette,
oh,
you always have to leave a space between urinals. You never go next to somebody unless
there's no choice.
Unless there's no choice.
That's a lot of different etiquette, though. That's, like, movie etiquette. Like, you don't sit right next to someone unless you don't have a choice.
That happened one time when we were watching a movie, and there was plenty of seats, and someone went and sat right next to us. I'm looking like, what are you doing?
Should have been like, really?
No.
I would have moved.
I mean,
I would have just been annoying for them and it made them move, you know.
I just was myself.
I would have been on.
It's just as adequate.
Nope.
But yeah, you definitely got to leave that space. Anyone who walks right next to you and you just look down, there's a whole row like, what is wrong with you?
The only place where that does not fly is on a plane, because there's a lot of weird people on a plane. So if you find a normal person, you might want to sit next to them so that you don't have to deal with the other people.
So what kind of planes are you on? You don't have assigned seating.
Southwest.
Oh.
It's cheap.
It's a free-for-all?
It is. There's, like, you get assigned a group. So you're, like, A, B, C,
or D. Oh, so you go in with your group or whatever.
And then you get assigned, a slot, like, you're 1 through 30, and then 31 through 60 or whatever.
So you have to sit in 1 through 30?
No, you have to line up to get on the plane.
Yep.
And then you get on the plane, you pick whatever seat you want.
Oh, so if you have not, if you're like A1, you're the first one to get on?
Yeah.
And if you're A30, then you're the 30th person to get on, something like that?
But if you're D whatever, you're screwed.
Yeah. Oh, so what if you have a family? Or you have like kids?
Well, this is what I do. I pay for the upgraded seating for one person.
Yep.
And then I save seats. Let's say I have a 9-year-old with ADHD.
Yep.
Nobody wants to sit near us.
Yeah. No.
And then you got someone like Joey goes, no savesies.
I'm like, you can sit here, but my kid's sitting here too. Yep. So
no problem.
Yeah, and they have all of them are the 3 across, so it's 3 across, 3 across. So,
they don't have the twos.
No,
they're
no twos.
On the bigger plane.
No twos. So it's all 3 and 3. At least the ones I've been on. So you usually have, and it's all right, usually
so if
full.
You're getting on that plane, it's just you and your wife.
Yeah.
Would you sit in the window and her sit in the aisle? That way, everybody else coming on walks by, so nobody.
I would serve you the waiting area and try to see how full it is.
Yep.
Like if it's super super full. Then we would sit all the way in the back towards the bathrooms and stuff and do that, hoping that nobody wants to sit
to sit between you. Yeah.
But if it's like, not that full or whatever, then we would do that like towards the middle.
Oh, all right. But you always do it where you sit one window so that nobody sits between you.
Yeah, unless I know that there's not an empty seat and I'll let her pick whether she wants aisle or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm polite.
We know maybe like I'll do the window one way and then she'll do it the other way.
I hate sitting in the middle seat. Well, you would have to sit in the aisle because your legs are so long, right?
Yeah, we try to get that exit row.
Yeah.
Now they're starting to charge for that, I guess.
Yes, like every charger for everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. The one time I was on the plane, I was white knuckle the whole way. So.
Yeah.
Don't crash.
Well, the pilot doesn't want to die either, so you don't really have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I don't know, man. Having a bad day. Yeah. Girl broke up with him.
Yeah.
Now, the only part I don't like the takeoff part, and I don't like the landing part. Once I'm up in the air, as long as there's not a lot of turbulence, I'm usually fine.
But
I cannot, sleep or anything. Like, some people, they pass out or they do whatever. Like, I can usually read a book for some of it, but I cannot fall asleep.
Yeah. I could easily fall asleep.
Now, real quick, Joe, I got a little dilemma that you need to help me with.
Mm-hmm.
You and Aaron are back together. I can use Aaron's name, right?
Yeah. That's
you and Aaron are back together, correct?
Yep.
How do I refer to her as? Because
Aaron?
No. It's not Joe's wife because you guys got You know what I mean?
I don't know what the title is.
Man. Yeah, I don't know what the title is. What is the Facebook status now?
It's complicated. No, I haven't even changed that
yet. I can't really say girlfriend because you guys are married. You can't really say ex-wife because you're back together. Yep. I don't know what to do. So now when I'm talking about like someone who knows you but doesn't know Aaron,
yeah.
I don't want to say, you know, Aaron, I'll go to say either Joe's wife or Joe's ex-wife or Joe's girlfriend. Now, yep. Well, now what do I do?
I got to figure out what the term is for that.
You know what? It's one of those things.
We just refer to it as Joe's baby mama.
Joe's baby mama.
That could be different, too. Because that was...
Wait a minute, Joe. Are we got breaking
news? No, normally when you say... Oh. Yeah, okay.
How many babies you got out there?
Daddy Jones?
I have one real one and one imaginary one. Yeah.
Did you pull that?
Of course.
Do the people you work with know that
everybody you have... knows. It's just for when the paperwork goes down to, like... wherever the old central office or whatever. Everybody does it.
Oh, that fake kid again, huh? Little bastard.
Nope.
Always sick.
All right. Just real quick, we got our, you guys know us, we got our Christmas tree.
Yes.
And there is there's some pictures floating around of my wife. I can't say her name because she won't let me. But of her tying the... Because we had to tie the tree to the roof this year.
Yeah.
And there's some very interesting pictures of how she achieved tying it because she decided she didn't like the way I was doing it.
Yeah.
So she said, I'm going to tie it to the roof. And she's actually... There's pictures of her actually standing like on the hood of the car with one foot on the windshield, like pulling down on the rope to tie the bastard. And I'm just watching. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then back on the trunk, same thing.
She's
on the trunk with a foot on the back windshield, just yanking down on the ropes.
On your car?
Yeah, on my car.
On your car?
Well, she would have done it on her car.
Yeah, I got to say, you can do it on your car.
But I mean, and then my relatives are out there with they're looking through the window and they see this. They're like, hurry up, get the cameras. Because they were just in awe that's how it just went down.
Oh.
But, so later that night we get home and we got the tree, and that's when we ran into one of my incidences I'd like to talk about. All
right. What's the title of this incident?
Tis the Season.
Tis the Season.
So, you know, we got the tree set. We're going to put in the tree stand. The tree stand that we had, we had two tree stands. One, I don't know if I gave it back to my brother or we lost it in the move. That would have been the one that would have fit this tree, but the other one we had from a while ago, it was too big. The tree wouldn't fit in there. So we went to Rockies to get a tree stand.
In Eastlawn Meadow.
Now, of course, you know.
Not my favorite Rockies.
No. But, you know, we had another stop to make in that area. So, because originally we were going to run to Home or Lowe's Depot because it would have been cheaper, but whatever. So we get there and we walk in and the manager right up front, because it's getting close to closing time, says, can I help you? So I said, we need a tree stand, real tree. So he goes, okay. He takes me to the aisle. He's like, we don't have a lot in right now. And he finds a couple, and we're looking at them. And he brings over this other one, and that was similar to the one we would have had, but it was for artificial because there's a hole in the bowl. So he says, oh, okay, yeah, that's artificial. So he goes to the other, on the other side. It's one of those wide aisles, and he's down there. He turns around and goes, oh, I got one more of these, and it's the kind we wanted. And this, he goes, it's the last one. And we're about ready to say, all right. And then all of a sudden, this woman's walking up the aisle. She looks at him. She goes, that's the last one? How much is it? Now, I'm like looking at her. And then my wife just shoots right up and just takes the thing.
Yep.
The woman looks at my wife. And then she goes, well, Merry Christmas to you. Which prompted me to say, well, what the fuck did you think was going to happen? You know, he's helping us.
Yeah.
He is talking to us. Do you expect us then to turn around and give this to you?
I know.
Which is basically what I told her. And at this point, I get put back on the leash and told just to come on. Because I was going to wait for her answer as she's walking away. I was like, no, do you want us to get... Is that what you were expecting to happen? Now, the question I have is, am I in the right there? Were we in the right by this? Or should we have allowed this person to jump into the situation?
No, that was your tree stand.
Yeah, yes. That's yours. I agree.
I mean, it would have been one thing if she came up and found it herself.
Yeah.
Right.
But this guy was obviously talking to us, especially since you hadn't talked to him.
Yeah.
So
she actually worked for the store and it was some ploy to drive the price up.
Yeah. Well,
well, I'll take it for this. Oh, no, we'll take it for this. Yeah. You guys go on a bidding war. You know.
No, that wasn't going to happen. But yeah, no, but that bothered
me. Yeah, that would bother
me. That bothered my wife. Even when we were leaving, she was just talking about, she was upset about it. I was like, fuck her.
Yeah, no, and she was trying not even pay full price on it, too.
Yeah,
because she was trying to get a discount.
Yeah. Because it was the last one.
Yeah, I don't know. So that happened. So, I mean, that was the tis the season, my first Mary Screw You.
Did you key your car on the way up?
Didn't know which one was hers. I would have, never mind.
It was probably a Lexus.
Yeah, probably.
Because all douchebags drive Lexuses from
I have one other, was the incident on Black Friday coming home.
Oh, yeah, that's a tis the season.
Well, Riverdale Road, you know how they got the construction on that one side shut down?
Been doing construction for like 10 years on that road.
Well, this is one whole lane is completely shut down past the movie theaters. You got to merge over.
It's stupid because it's like busiest shopping time of year. Let's shut this lane down to one.
So, but they do have some signs posted. So I let one guy in because he didn't realize the signs were posted up a little farther. So I let him in. I usually don't let people in, but I said, all right, you got caught. Let you in. So as we're getting closer and we're already past all the signs, people are, I look in my rearview mirror. I see a car in our line. SUV get out of our line and try to shoot up, and he's going to cut in. So I'm like, not going to happen.
Yeah.
So I'm on the guy in front of me bumper, and he's like right next to me. I'm like, just shame on him.
Nope.
And I got my wife is in the passenger seat. So finally, he speeds up, goes a little farther. Now he can't go any farther. What does he do? Jerks his wheel into my lane. So because my wife's in the car, I have to stop, because if she wasn't in my car, we would have seen what would have happened. But I do slam on my horn and let him know in sign language what I thought about that move.
Of course, he's number one?
Yes. But then I see he's got like those stickers, a police badge sticker, a firefighter badge. And I'm saying, well, I don't give a fuck what stick you have in your car. You wait in line like everyone else.
No, that's just someone that drives like an asshole and thinks that because he has those stickers on, he's not going to get pulled over.
He's probably not even a police person. No. Somebody probably gave him the thing.
You know what he had the balls to do twice after that? What? He tried to brake test me. Of course, I was expecting
it. Yeah.
And then the guy.
You're not new to this. You know what they're going to try to do.
Yeah. Well, the other thing, too, is what really pissed me off is he even lived in the area because of the. I saw where he turned off. I'm like, it's only houses down there. This guy fucking knows this was going to be a line, anyways. Yeah. And you're going to pull that bullshit?
Yeah,
I drove all the way around. I was in I think I was at Kohl's. And I looked, and it was, like, backed all the way up. And I was like, screw that. I drove down by the high school, went back the back way, went around. I'm like, that's someone that lives in West Springfield. Like, I know how to get around this crap. And then I got in front of everybody that was in that traffic.
And I have
I got to avoid that area.
Oh, yeah, it's crazy.
I have one more beef I want to air out, though. And this has to do with what happened yesterday. And this wasn't the UPS destroying the package.
Oh, boy.
I've seen that that picture. I'm like, man.
Yeah, he was. I swear, he was running from the house.
He was hoping he didn't come out.
Yeah,
probably. When I was on the phone with you, that's who was dropping the package.
Oh, all right. Oh, that's why he was barking?
Now crazy? Now you have to say what happened.
All right. I was talking to Joe on the phone yesterday, and we had a UPS guy come up, and my dog's going crazy, and I can't open the door. But so I'm trying to hold him back, and I see that he put the package. Dropped the package, and I look out the window, and I see him, like, running back to his truck. He almost tripped over his feet, and I'm like, what the hell? So, I didn't go out, and about an hour or so later, I finally go out to get the package, and the box looked like someone, like, dropped it, kicked it, smashed it. It was falling apart. I go to pick it up, it almost falls through and everything. Jeez. So as soon as I get in the house, I text my wife, who wasn't going to be home for a while. I said, I hope there's nothing breakable in that box, and take a picture of it, and I send her the picture, and when she got home, she got on the call with the delivery, the company, and said, listen, our box is destroyed. If anything's damaged, we're going to expect a new one.
So,
nothing was damaged, but, I mean, it was just the point of the drop and run, which was annoying. But the reason why I was sitting home for so long is we got the week before we ordered a snowblower, and it was supposed to be delivered yesterday between the hours of 1 p.m. and 4 p.m.
Mm-hmm. It's
supposed to be.
I got home from work at 12:30 to make sure I'd be there in time because I needed someone there. So at probably around 6:30, I called Home Depot. They're not here yet. So she's like, all right, well, let me call the company. Okay, they said they'll be there between 7:30 and 8. Now, mind you, I was supposed to go to dinner at my mom's yesterday. So I'm not going to be able to go to dinner now.
Yeah.
So I have no food. I'm starving. Because my wife was out with her coworkers. They were doing like their little office Christmas thing.
Yep.
So I'm like, all right.
So you got out of the office Christmas thing too?
That's what she had.
Oh, she doesn't make you go?
No, they do their Secret Santa and that crap. So anyway, so now I'm waiting and it's after 8 o'clock and still nothing. So I call back to Home Depot and I talk to another guy and I want to give Home Depot customer service because they were very helpful because, again, they put me on hold. They call the company and now the company's closed. So he says that they're not coming tonight.
So you order it through Home Depot, but it's getting delivered through a local company?
Yeah, it's going to be New England Freight or whatever. New England Shipping Freight or whatever.
Yeah.
Dicks. Anyways, but what I want to commend Home Depot on is the guy I spoke with last night knocked 10% off our bill.
Yeah, they're good.
So, I mean, and it's not their fault. I mean, obviously, they're not the shipping company. I mean, so I'll give them credit, but I'm still waiting as of this morning. We tried calling the freight company directly, and still no one answers the phone over there. So I don't know when it's coming.
They don't work on the weekends.
Hopefully it doesn't snow today or tomorrow.
Well, I was worried that they'd show up knocking at the door at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
With it pouring rain out there, because I know how those things are shipped. You have to they're probably
boxed. Uncrate them.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's going to be great. That's one of the reasons why I had to clean out the garage and make room. So, screw them bastards. As I mentioned before the show started, some that might make it, we did Black Friday.
Yes.
We scored, but I also scored this lovely holiday festive t-shirt.
Yes, I like it very much.
It's a reindeer with the, how do you want to say?
Cuts of meat.
Cuts of meat on it. Which I might add, Old Navy on Black Friday, 50% off the whole store.
Yeah. You got that at Old Navy?
Yeah.
Wow.
Gap had the same thing. So you didn't go Black Friday shopping, right?
I did. I actually scored pretty easy.
Your fake kid was sick and you went Black Friday shopping?
Yeah, with my fake kid, my imaginary kid. I ended up getting some golf clubs. They're like $600 golf clubs. I ended up getting them for $300. And then they had like a Cyber Monday thing on Sunday, a little pre-Cyber Monday. So I went back and I was like, I wanted to return them because it was another 25% off of the sale price. And they're like, no, you don't need to return them. They just gave me the money back. So I was I was like, that works.
There you go. So it's going to make you're going to take how many strokes off your game?
Probably about 30.
So you've been playing negative golf?
Yep.
So I did not go Black Friday shopping. I went to work on Friday. Because
you're one of the suckers that
I have
work?
A job that I actually need to show up for. Apparently nobody else does.
Wow.
But yeah.
Hey, we're state employees, man.
Yeah, no kidding. Anyway, but I did some online shopping. So we bought our sons. When you say we, I did online shopping. It's all our money, though. So we bought our son's big present. So I tried to get, on actual Thanksgiving, Toys R Us had a Wii U on sale for $1.99.
Yeah.
So I tried to get that, but that was sold out.
Yeah.
And then Walmart had a laptop that was wicked cheap. I woke up at like 8:30 on Thursday and it was sold out already. Probably had like 4 of them.
Yeah.
So it's like, no, but we ended up getting a good deal on something on Friday. Not that he listens. I don't care. We got him a laptop.
Yeah.
We got him a laptop. That's going to be our laptop. He doesn't know that, but it's going to be our laptop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we got him a laptop. So, and then yesterday, I worked really late Thursday night. I did some store visits. So yesterday I got out early and I went to the mall yesterday, which I said I wasn't going to go to the mall, but I had Gap cash.
Yep.
Okay. I had $75 worth of Gap cash. I got $198 worth of Gap clothes for $48 yesterday.
Nice. Very nice.
I know. I did a really good job. I did a super job. So I was excited. I got a whole outfit for my niece, whole outfit for my nephew, and then a matching sweater for my son. So my little nephew, my son, has a cute little sweater.
Oh, all right.
It's going to be adorable.
For pictures?
Yeah, well, we're going to have to get one of them when they're all smiling. That's the problem. We can never get them all to smile. Someone's got to be upset or making a face or do like... But luckily, Lauren's good with Photoshop, so maybe I can get them all separately and then put them together like they were all smiling at the same time.
By the way, I thought Lauren Photoshopped that picture of Santa Claus that you guys had.
The creepy Santa?
Yeah.
No. No. So what we did on Saturday, the day after Black Friday, there's this big Lego art exhibit in Boston. It's this really famous artist, I guess, and it's a touring exhibit, so it's been in New York and like a whole bunch of other cities, It's in Boston right now. It's in Quincy Market, which is like big Faneuil Hall shopping center, right? And so we decided we want to take Sam, but it only goes for a certain number of weeks, and we're trying to figure out when we could go, and it happened to be the Saturday right after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And I told my wife, I said, it's going to be so packed. Like, it's going to be so busy, and like everybody's in from, you know, visiting their relatives, and also, I'm like, are you sure you want to go? And she's like, no, we can do it.
Yeah.
She couldn't do it. But we went. All right, so so it takes an hour and a half to get there, right? So we get there, this is a timed exhibit, so I bought the tickets ahead of time, and we were supposed to go in at 2.
Yeah.
So we got there at 1, so we, you know, walked around a little bit, and it was kind of raining. So we went into Quincy Market, and they have this whole food court on the first floor.
Yep.
So we got some food, and we were waiting, and she's already starting to freak out because there's so many people. She's not do well. I don't like crowds.
She doesn't like crowds.
She really doesn't like crowds. So we go into the thing. We spend like an hour in the Lego art exhibit. Then we get out, and we're trying to find the bathroom. And she's like, that's it. I'm done. I need to go home. So I was like, okay. Spent 3 hours in the car, so we could spend 2 hours here. But all right, we can go home. I'm like, just let me go get some cookies or something, and we can go home. So we went home, but he really liked it. It was really cool. Like this guy makes like these massive like recreations, like of Mona Lisa and like the Thinker, like all out of Legos. Like it was cool. And then he had like, so the first section was all recreations of famous things.
Yeah.
And then the second section was his whole his like own art, like things he thought up himself.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they had this stupid freaking green monster wall where you signed your name on a brick and put it up there.
Yeah.
And Sam wanted to put his name on a brick, and I was like, fine, but I'm not doing it. I'm not putting my name on that freaking wall. Yeah. Like, that's it.
You're like throwing rocks at it.
I'm like, no, I said, like, I understand. Like, I'm sure in New York he did something for.
Yeah.
Like, but screw you.
Now, the reason why I bring that up is Lauren had sent a picture of the creepy Santa.
And when we went to Quincy Market while I was getting food, there was a Santa Claus. So I said, oh, there's a Santa Claus over there. Go get his, because they're doing free pictures.
Right,
you go to the mall, it's like $30 to get your picture taken with Santa. I'm like, go get his picture taken with Santa. You know why it's free? Because it was the creepiest freaking Santa I've ever seen in my life.
He probably did it himself.
Well,
some pedophile.
Well, I just want... God, now I'm going to have to kill this whole thing right now because Lauren had sent me a copy of the picture and asked if I was, he knew my secret. I was the creepy Santa because I'm like looking at it. I thought maybe he had a Photoshop that. Look at the eyes.
Oh.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, it kind of looks like
you. Yeah, I'm like looking like the eyeball. Like he had a Photoshop that in there.
No, that was a creepy. But the thing was, when the guy stood up, he was wicked skinny.
Skinny. What's that supposed to mean?
It wasn't you. And he had a full head of hair. He had a full head of black hair.
All right.
I saw him in the hallway after.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, for a skinny dude, he has a fat head. Then Jesus.
No, it's just the way he was sitting.
Just the way he's sitting. Yeah. Because I looked at, I was like, he had to have Photoshopped
that. Yeah. He's creepy. I don't like it.
I'm going to have to go and kill this guy. He's my doppelganger.
Yep.
Well, he's in Quincy Market taking free pictures of kids.
Yeah.
That should have been our first clue. It was free? Oh, no.
Yeah.
Give me your children.
Come into this van and take these free pictures.
I would kill someone. Yeah. I said, we had this conversation at work. I said, if I'm ever in jail, it's because someone hurt my kid.
Yep.
Because I will just kill them and let the justice system take care of it later.
Just remember, there's no body, no crime.
That is not true.
We should talk.
Oh, yeah.
Call it?
It's my aunt. Let's
see. What's that, Breaking Bad?
No. Hello? Do you want to be on our podcast?
What?
You want to be on the podcast?
No.
No? Why not?
Well, not now. Maybe another day when I'm what to do. So, anyways, let me just ask you this. So you're both coming over.
If you have bacon, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I can guarantee that. So I can let them go on and do what they want to get done.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll both be here, right?
Correct.
Okay, good. I'll call them back and tell them that don't need their services, and I'll see you guys whenever you get here.
All righty.
Good. Okay.
All right. Bye.
Be good.
All right.
All right, we'll see you in a bit.
All right,
bye.
Bye. Oh, at least I got one good clip from that. Then. I'm going to intro the show, but that's a dirty laugh joke. Yeah. All right, so, anyways, I don't know what I was talking about. Shit, I hate when that happens. Oh, no. No, there was a show, Mafia vs. the KKK.
What?
Really?
That's a real show?
No, it was a special, I guess. Basically, the whole premise was...
Where do you find these things?
It was on the History Channel. No, it's not like... Okay, let me explain the show. They kind of went and they explained, they had writers on saying how basically the KKK unintentionally basically created the Mafia by some of their practices, and then basically... The Mafia came back around and basically destroyed the KKK.
First of all, the KKK did not invent the Mafia.
No, they didn't invent. What they did, this is how they linked it. They were saying back around the turn of the century.
I can link anything. Give me two things. I can find a way to link them together. It's ridiculous.
This is how they put it. I guess back at the turn of the century, KKK came back. And not only were they targeting African Americans.
Which century are we talking about?
The beginning of the 20th century? Yeah, the early 1900s. They were also targeting immigrants, which were mainly Italian, Irish, and Jewish. Well,
bastards.
Yes, those evil bastards. So, anyways, they...
One thing to target black people. You're targeting Irish people. You can't be upset.
Well, I mean, it goes to what I've...
I knew it.
It goes to what I've always said about Italians and... Well... Us Italians, I always say we're not white, but we're Italian. It's different. But anyways,
you're calling it Olive, aren't you?
Oh, do I look like... I unfortunately came from the North, okay?
Yeah.
That's where my people are from.
Closer to my people.
But anyways, the Klan, I guess, also championed Prohibition because they viewed that as being popular with the immigrants, and if they could, empower Prohibition to help, cure America of all the ills of the immigrants,
yep.
Which allow the Mafia to make a lot of money doing so.
I'd be drunk to understand what they're thinking about.
So basically, that's how they said that basically they helped the Mafia become popular by championing the Prohibition legislation. Well, what brought down, how the Mafia brought down, I found was the most interesting part of the show was, you remember hearing the Mississippi burning, the three activists that the Klan, I guess, killed, and they stole the bodies or whatever. Apparently, Hoover hired a Mafia enforcer to go down and find out where the bodies were. And I don't know if you heard about this. No. Well, the name they threw out, because I always watch those shows, it was Greg Scarpa. And that guy is known as the Grim Reaper.
Yep.
And they basically had him, they flew him down, him and his girlfriend, to stay in a hotel. An FBI agent handed him a gun, so he went out, handed his girlfriend a bunch of money saying, if I don't come back, just go and get to the airport.
Yeah.
Apparently he snatched one of these, who he thought was one of the Klansmen, brought him to a house outside the city, and basically put a gun in his mouth and worked him over until he said where the bodies were. Went back, handed the gun back to the FBI agent, and the FBI agent handed him a wad of cash.
Awesome. That's how you get things done.
But they didn't show that in the movie. Yeah. I just got a kick out of that. Apparently that guy did a lot of work for everybody.
Yep.
He's like,
hey.
You're going to give me a lot of cash.
Yeah.
So, but that was interesting. I found the chain. But so, yeah. Well, when you see something on TV that says Mafia versus the KKK, I'll watch it. I'll see what's going on there.
As long as it's not a reality show. That's what I thought you were going to go into that.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I was like, what?
Oh, I don't know who my money would be on. Anything else? I have two things before we get into the hot button topic I wanted to talk about.
Okay.
One is the least interesting story I read in the last 2 weeks. And that was about the archaeologist discovering the largest stone carved by human hands. Did you read about this?
No. Sounds very uninteresting.
Yeah. Well, what makes it even worse is I actually sat there and read the article because I said, okay, I'll give it a chance. And then at the end, They theorize it was used in the construction of a nearby temple since it was similar in size to the blocks that were used to build the temple. And then my question then was, how is this now the largest stone discovered if you have other stones the same size?
Let's say the largest hand carved.
Yeah, but they're saying it's similar in size to the ones that were used to build the temple. So basically, they found the reject pile.
Yep.
And it's not
good enough.
And I'm going to delete that out, so that wasn't that interesting.
Okay. There's bacon. Ah,
yeah, I smell it.
We got the bacon in.
Yeah, bacon.
I didn't even know we ordered bacon. The sauce.
Did you hear about the Sephora? What's it called? The perfume company?
Sephora.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did you hear about the tweet?
Thank you.
Did you hear about their tweet mistake?
No.
Apparently, they opened
a lot of people are making tweet mistakes.
Yeah.
Well, this is one where they're, I guess, to celebrate the fact they were opening a new store in Australia. They tweeted, their tweet was going to be hashtag countdown to beauty, except whoever was tweeting misspelled count. And they forgot to put the O in count.
I took her a minute.
I was like, what?
So, basically...
I didn't take the right letter out. I was like,
so, what? The one word we're not allowed to say in front of women, right, Joe?
Hell yeah.
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday. I don't know. Does that fall under that? No, there's no such thing as bad publicity, though, if people are talking about it.
Well, especially
if it's
a
if it's an honest mistake.
Yeah, that's right.
A lot of people make tweet mistakes.
Yeah,
there's something wrong here.
Yeah, bacon's in front
of me. I was gonna say that was over there. How the hell did that happen?
Mm-hmm.
Screw that!
Yeah.
I'm taking it right now. I like the crispy stuff.
I like the chewy. All
right.
Looks there's like it's got sign. Green stuff in it.
It says spinach and bacon. Ooh, I think it's a quiche.
I thought that might have been bacon on there. I'm like, that looks like bacon.
Can't trick me.
I'll just eat the top.
So, anything else I got on, got some notes. Oh, did you hear they leaked spoilers out for the Son of Anarchy season finale, or series finale?
I haven't watched last week, but your wish finally comes true.
Al Bundy's on the show?
No. Hey, Bundy dies.
Oh, does she? Okay.
Spoiler.
Spoiler. Joe, who just picked up the series.
Yeah, I just started watching it.
I
don't care. Well, I figure everybody's going to die.
Everybody's going to die. So, don't get too attached to anybody. Well, you're going to die. It's one of those shows where everybody's going to die eventually.
It's that lifestyle. Everybody should be dying.
You have Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
You have Netflix?
Yep.
I may have to get Netflix.
They're you don't doing have it?
No. Actually, I'm going to borrow Netflix because...
Yeah, that's all you need is a password.
Yeah, I have a password. But there's a new show coming out that I might be interested in watching.
What's that?
The one, I don't know what the, I try to find the name of it. I don't know if they're going to go by the character name, Jessica Jones. It's one of the Marvel shows. Kristen Ritter's playing the lead character.
Oh, that's,
I couldn't find the name of the show.
I read an article about that the other day.
Yeah, apparently she's a superhero that decides to become a detective. Sounds interesting enough that I'm going to take someone's Netflix password and possibly watch it.
You can do. Here's the thing about Netflix now, though. They're trying to stop that from happening. So, if you have the normal account, you can only watch, you can only stream on two
devices
at once.
Oh, at once?
At once.
Okay, yeah. That ain't going to be a problem.
Well, just letting you know.
Yeah.
Because, if somebody else starts watching, you get kicked out.
That's fine.
If there's more than two, so.
Yeah, it'd be funny. The person who really has it can't watch it because everybody else is.
Yeah, because everybody else is. Yeah, I know.
But, Netflix was like, we got to think this through.
I think it's like.
We only have one customer for the whole country.
I think it's like $7.99 or something like that a month, and you could stream on up to two devices. And then it goes up to $11.99 a month, you could stream on up to four devices at once.
No,
so it's not still not that bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, there has to be something you want off of it. And now that they're coming up with new their own TV.
Yeah, they have their own programming
now.
Orange
is the New Black is awesome.
That, you ever watch House of Cards?
House of Cards, yeah, I started watching that. That's good. We're up to date on Scandal, except for we haven't watched this current season. Let me tell you, it's
Scandal's
this is a good freaking show.
Yeah. That's a really good one.
I ain't gonna pick it up.
Yeah, you should try it. It's a lot better than you would think.
I got too many shows.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for some to end finally.
Yeah. I know. I am so behind on everything. Like, I'm behind on every freaking show. I don't think I'm caught up on any of them. I didn't even see the Flash Arrow crossover yet.
No.
I'm so behind.
Well, I guess something big happened in the mid-season finale there.
Yeah, it was the Flash Arrow crossover. Yeah. It was two back-to-back nights. And I don't know.
I hear they had Raja Ghul?
Raja Ghul, yeah.
Yeah.
Showdown with Arrow.
Yeah. Did you see the Gotham season finale? Or mid-season finale?
No, I'm not. No. I'm telling you. But let me tell you.
Oh.
Have you been watching Gotham?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is the last show that I saw. They faded out and Barbara was in bed with, mm-hmm. what's her name?
Yeah, yeah.
And pissed. I'm pissed. You know what is going to happen? It's going to turn in fucking Chase and Amy. My least favorite Kevin Smith movie. I am pissed. She's going to go back to her, and then it's going to be like, wow. Oh, I really want to be with the guy. Yep. And it's going to be stupid. This whole show's going to be ruined for me.
See, that's stupid. That's the least interesting part of the whole show.
Yeah, it is.
It pisses me off.
I think you're focusing on the wrong parts here.
They can get rid of that. They don't even need that storyline.
Well, the fact is that we all know that Barbara gets back with James Gordon because of the comic book. So, the season finale was good, and it's going to be interesting to see how, when they start after winter, how that's going to play out. That's all I'm going to say. You know, you guys watched Sleepy Hollow, right?
No.
I watched.
It looks good though.
The winter finale or whatever you want to call it was on last night, and that was awesome. Finally, it was starting off so slow this year.
I wonder if that's on Netflix.
Sleepy Hollow?
Mm-hmm. Is this the second season?
Second season.
Yeah, it might be.
If you like shows that have a supernatural element to it, then you'll like it. If you don't, then you're not going to like it at all.
It's the Headless Horseman thing, right?
It's more than that, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's how they started. I wish they would have dragged that out before. But very quickly, you find out the whole history behind the Horseman, so he's less intimidating as he was in the first, five or six episodes. Although, they did have the first major character death. And, spoiler alert, it was the black guy.
Of course. I'm surprised he made it this long.
I mean, he did go down in glory, I will say that.
Wait a minute, you made it through 1.5 seasons without a major character dying?
Well, you had in the... Well, check that. In the first episode, had...
This sounds boring.
In the first episode...
Even on Scandal, people are dying.
In the first episode, you had, I guess, who would have been a major character die in the first episode, so I don't know if you can really count him. Because they keep referencing him back, and he comes back in some flashback scenes.
Yeah.
And then you had John Cho's character who died, but he is... With his character death, he still comes back because of the supernatural element.
Oh.
But, after that, there's been really no, oh my god, death moments. There's been people who die, but...
I have my Vampire Diaries show. They finally got rid of this character and they didn't like it. Now, all of a sudden, she's back. I'm like, damn it!
It's a vampire.
I thought I got rid of her. No, she was a witch.
She a vampire now?
No.
She's the witch?
No, she's the anchor. Yeah. In between here and the other side.
Oh.
Stupid. I don't like it.
Already,
and she was the black girl, yes.
Of course.
Anyone want to talk about the man eaten by a snake?
No.
No.
You want to wear a suit?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
How'd it go?
Apparently, he was on one of those tabloid shows, Entertainment Tonight or one
of those.
So
still alive.
Yeah, he made it. And
damn.
Someone was interviewing him.
I was kind of hoping
he
would.
I said, I wish I was interviewing this guy because my first question says, do you realize over half America is probably hoping he wouldn't live?
Yeah. Probably more than that.
Yeah.
Now, what happened to the snake? Snake ended up dying?
Allegedly, the snake is okay because he only went halfway in or whatever.
So he didn't even complete his mission.
I don't know.
So he's just a loser. He's my loser of the week. He's your loser. He's my loser.
Then that doesn't count because he only went in halfway, right?
He wasn't fully diagnosed.
No, that's what the girls say. He only put it in halfway. It doesn't count.
Oh, Jesus.
Counts. And that's what the guys say, not the girls.
Well,
say just a tip?
Yep, just a tip.
This is now definitely not PG. Definitely
not PG. Oh my god.
You should put the explicit content on.
By default, it's on. Never know where it's going to go.
Oh man.
I'm just preventing myself from saying anything worse than that.
No, well, I had a question for you guys and okay. for our listeners, if anybody's listening. Because you got two different incidents that happened this week that I was told about. That didn't actually happen to me, because we would have a different conversation if it did. But I want to know, I think both of these people are douchebags. And I want to know if people agree with me or not. Because sometimes I'm quick to judge. So maybe it's not as bad as I think it is. But
just look real quick. If you want to let us know, you can tweet us at GetPodSmack1, hashtag douchebag, or hashtag no douchebag.
Right. So, the first one involves fantasy football. So you guys play fantasy football, right?
Ah, I forgot to bring the thing.
Yep.
Conveniently.
Yeah,
we all play. Right, so you guys play. I used to play, and I don't play anymore because I'm very, very bad at it. So I gave up.
I'm bad at it this year.
Yeah. So two of my coworkers were in a fantasy football league. And I say were because they got disbanded because two of the people that were in the league didn't refuse to pay their dues after they didn't make it into the playoffs. So there was a $60 entry fee, and whoever was in charge of this league apparently didn't collect at the beginning, which everyone that I ever played in, you had to pay before the draft. Yeah, you gotta pay up front. Right? Yeah. Well, apparently he let these guys slide, and then they didn't pay, and they didn't make it in the playoffs, so they were sore losers, and they refused to pay, so he canceled the whole league. So who's the bigger douchebag? The two sore losers that wouldn't pay up, or the guy that was running the league because he didn't make them pay, and then he canceled the league instead of just reorganizing it and saying, well, we're just not going to count those two. We'll, you know, we'll just take who is in it right now.
Well,
and is anybody a douchebag?
How many person league is it, you know?
Well, there's two of my guys at work. I'm assuming there was about 10 people, I think.
Okay. First off, the two guys are fucking major douchebags.
Yeah, they are.
There's no way to put it. I mean, you know what the deal is.
They're sore losers, right?
Yeah, you pay your money. And even if... And again, I'm not going to blame the guy who was running the league for not collecting right away. Maybe there was a discussion saying, you know, I'll get you here or there. But I do think, I won't call him a douchebag, but he shouldn't have canceled the league, though.
Yeah, he definitely shouldn't have
canceled. Especially those guys that make the playoffs. I mean, you'd have to limit the prize money.
Yeah, you just adjust it. Yeah.
Like, I could have said, like, you either, if there's first, second, and third place, like, we're just going to make first and second place. Yeah. Or we're going to adjust the winnings down by this $120. We're going to take it out. But two people in a league decide they're not going to play.
That's douchey.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I said that's.
But ridiculous. I'm surprised they actually made it this far without paying.
Yeah.
They should have paid at least by the second or third week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, even that's late. The third week's late.
Yeah, but I mean, and who knows? Like I said, I don't know what the arrangement was. You know, because we have a couple guys in our league that aren't here, and I mean, I got the money, but one guy had to send a check 1 year and stuff like that. So, I mean, you can make arrangements, but usually if you've been in a league with someone for a while.
Yeah, you know what's coming up, you know.
No one should be a dick. Like, have these guys been in the league for a while? Or are these new guys?
I don't know. Last year we had one at work, and I know, I was in that, but it was just $20. It was just for fun, you know. I know the guy that told me about this has been in a league several years before, and he actually has made good money.
Yep.
Like, they all pay in $60, so, you know, you can make decent amount of money on it. But he was rip shit. He was not happy. And I think he doesn't actually know these two guys, because the way he was talking about them, it was more like his friend was running the league, and these were friends of that guy's, not friends. Because let me tell you, if these were friends of his, he would have been having a different conversation with those guys.
Yeah. No doubt. I mean, that's the thing. Everyone that we were in the league with has been in a while, and, you know, you just got to, if you lose, you lose, you know?
Yeah.
You just take it. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it like a man of some sorts.
So,
but not just like a restaurant?
Yeah, you know, like with free bacon service. Yeah.
Yeah, because this year I didn't even get a high week. There was a couple of times where I was close.
Man, I thought you were going to get the last one.
Yeah. Too. And then I looked at the other guy. I'm like, man, he's got 150 already?
70. Sorry.
Yeah, but I did whip up on you last.
Don't forget to tip the waitress.
And then the other thing that happened is it got posted on my Facebook page yesterday, and I saw it was my friend works at a large company in the area, and they have an employee parking garage, right? So she was parked in her employee parking garage, and she had to work late last night for a lot of different reasons. And she came out at like 7 o'clock at night last night, and someone had hit her car, not left a note, not talked to the security guard, because you have to badge in and badge out, not talk to the security guard, and just left it there. And she said, you know, it wasn't a ton of damage. It wasn't like, you know, the car's inoperable or anything. But, like, hit the front of the car.
Yeah.
Like, probably, my guessing is probably backed out and slammed into the car behind her and then just kept going.
Just kept going, yeah.
To me, it's a big fucking douche. Like, if you hit a car and you make damage, you leave a note.
Yep.
Now, is this someone that obviously works in the same building, or is this a shared parking lot?
No, it's not a shared parking lot. It's just one company.
Wow. See, there's a girl I work with who had a similar incident. We don't have public parking, so she was, or free parking, so she was in a public lot, and this was down at the Chessman.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently she went out and her rearview mirror was all smashed up. So she actually went in, the Chessman had cameras, so she actually went in, she got to see the video footage, found out it was a guy who works in another office on our floor.
Oh.
And she went up to him and like he, you know, he didn't leave a note. Deny it? Yeah, he didn't leave a note. He didn't deny it. He's like, okay, I'll pay for it.
Yeah.
But it's like, he didn't leave a freaking note.
Yeah, because he's trying to get away with it.
And I'll tell you what department he works for. Works for revenue.
Mm.
And he just says, I mean, how do you do that? How do you smash someone's thing and just take off?
Yeah. I know my car was hit last November. And that lady, she actually left a note and stuff, which was cool. And then it took my insurance freaking 500 years to freaking get my car fixed. But at least she left a note.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say what kind of note I would leave. I know what you say, sucks to be you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you leave a note? Like, if you hit somebody's car and they weren't there, you didn't know who it was, would you leave a note?
Oh, if you leave damage, you have to.
Yeah, if you leave damage. If you just bumper tap somebody, no.
I mean, the car shakes a little bit and there's nothing.
I did bumper tap somebody once in a parking lot. And I got out and I looked and there was no damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
no damage to me, no damage to them. And I was like,
yeah, there's no point in leaving a note there. No, that's what bumpers are for.
Especially a bumper tap, because then, that, depending on the person you leave a note, you might find, oh, I have my rear quarter panel damage. Yeah, so you got to be careful with that. Yeah.
I was actually in the back seat when you hit me. Not my neck hurt. Mm-hmm.
Something you can't check.
Yeah.
I sprained my pancreas.
Yeah.
So, listeners, I guess we've all decided these guys are both douches, whoever these
are. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're definitely douches.
Let us know if any of you disagree with us so we can rant on you about how you're wrong.
No, you can't get into any kind of league and decide you're not going to pay just because you didn't like the outcome.
Yeah. What about someone in the league that trades other good players to someone else because they didn't make the playoffs?
That's bullshit, too, man.
What?
You can't.
Oh, if you're in a league and you didn't make the playoffs, but you get your friends in the playoffs, so you go and trade all your good players to him so he can win the championship.
I would have never even thought of that. That's dastardly.
Yeah, you can't do it. Well, they tried to do it. Remember that basketball draft we were in?
They split the, like I'll trade you all my good players. You split, the winnings
or something. Yeah,
that's bull.
Yeah. But we were in a Yahoo basketball league, and I tried to make some trades, and they got rejected. But the other guy traded away all these bums, and it was just the guy running it. Was it like his friend or something?
I don't.
And then the league, it wasn't, I don't think it was for money. Was it for money?
No, was this the one you told me to join?
It might have been. We only did it 1 year.
Yeah, was it like through AOL or something?
Yeah. Yeah. And then I ended up winning the whole thing, which was like, yes, because they wouldn't let me trade anybody.
Yeah.
So I ended up winning. The whole, it wasn't for money, though. It was just bragging rights.
And no one has done this in our league for fantasy football, but that's one of the reasons why we have a commissioner is with commissioner review. It's just so that doesn't happen because then that would just put a bad taste in everybody's mouth.
Yep. Yeah, and then when they say up for a trade, don't we get to see it and we can vote?
Yeah. Like, well, no, there's no vote on it.
Oh, there isn't?
No.
Oh, there must have been another league I was in.
Yeah, you can. There's some leagues that do vote, but then what you run into is people saying, well, I think that's a bad trade. And it's like, We're not saying you can't make a bad trade, but you can't trade.
You can't just give one guy all the stars for Aaron Rodgers for a kicker or something.
And, you know, this guy's a backup kicker in a defense.
Yeah.
But if you get, but if you're an idiot and you make a bad trade, you're not supposed to police that either. Yeah. So that's the thing.
I noticed that in that other league I had that if somebody didn't, this guy was, he was the first place team, and somebody was just giving him, you know, a running back for a running back.
Yeah.
You know, it was a good running back on like an injury relief, but he's going to be coming back in a couple of weeks. And the rest of the teams were like, no, you know, so they declined it because they got outvoted or whatever.
That's stupid.
That is stupid.
If someone needs help right away and the other guy can wait, I mean, hey. See, that's why I don't like doing that.
Yeah. That's why I'm out of that league. Plus, that league was like 250, and then you had to...
Wait. $250?
Yeah. It was. When I played him before, it was one...
State salary he's got.
Roller. Oh,
well, it was 150 when I was in it.
You got your fake son on the payroll?
Yeah. Collecting that. Yep. But they do... transaction fees. So every waiver thing is $5, trades $5. And they have them built in. So you get 10. So they're charging you right off the bat.
And if you want more, it costs you.
Actually. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that idea.
Yeah, I don't like that either.
If you want to limit that type of stuff, just put a limit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. No. I didn't like that because, and you had to, like, say if I had the number one defense, I don't want to drop them or whatever. And they're on a bye week.
Yep.
I had to start a defense or it's an automatic loss.
Yeah.
So I got to pretty much pay $5 to go pick up some crappy defense and drop, make room on my roster. So it's $10. So I didn't.
Wait,
like
you
that.
Have to pay to drop a put team?
Yeah, every transaction.
Oh, that's. That's one transaction. Yeah. Adding and dropping is one transaction.
Nope, you had to pay. So I was like, I'm out.
I would never have been in that league. I would have been like,
I didn't realize that's how it was until I was already in it. And I was like, I'm never in this league again. And it wasn't fun. You know how we go back and forth. Yeah. And it wasn't fun.
For the record, if you stiffs a league because of that stupid-ass transaction policy, that does not make you a douchebag. That's fucking stupid.
That is stupid. No.
All
right. Shan's like, okay, I just opened up the fantasy.
Yeah, I did. I opened up a whole can of worms over here. Mm-hmm.
Considering that me and Joe are both out of the playoffs.
Yeah, I know. We're in the toilet bowl.
We're in our toilet bowl. We're playing each other again this week to settle for bragging rights.
Last year, my quarterback was Mark Sanchez. So.
It's definitely a product of his system. Like Brady.
I can't stand Brady. He's got some new freaking commercial out. Everybody's going all gaga for.
Was he at a commercial for?
Uggs?
No, it wasn't Uggs. It was, I don't know. It's on the internet. It's on YouTube. You can YouTube it.
Oh, so it's not a real commercial.
It's a real commercial. Oh, is it?
Thank you.
Just everybody kept posting on their Facebook, but what a good actor he is. I'm like, he's not a good actor.
Everybody loves that clown.
I don't get it. I don't see it.
Yeah, it's all these stupid Pats fans.
And the thing is, he doesn't fit in with what was typically the Patriot model. Oh. The Patriot used to be that blue collar. That's not him.
No. He's a California boy.
Yeah. I'm not saying there is anything wrong necessarily with that type of, that type of thing. I'm just saying that how quickly they change their mind. And albeit his potential legal issues aside, Ben Roethlisberger seemed to be more of a Patriot type of quarterback, a little rougher.
But he's a perfect Steeler quarterback. They're the same thing. So.
Now, we have issues in our, apparently, with my quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go there.
Him and the coach?
I want the coach gone.
Yeah, the coach will be gone.
I want the coach gone.
That's how it is.
I want the coach gone.
The owners want, they pick these players and they want them to play.
This is the problem I have with these coaches is, okay, this is the player you have.
Yeah.
Adapt your system. I mean, if that was the case when you came in, it should have been made clear, you know, talk to Dan Snyder when he hired you. Yes, we're talking about RG3 and Jay Gruden. Talk to him, but I mean, to make some of the statements, I mean, they're making it impossible to bring RG3 back.
Yeah, I know.
And he's going to be good. I mean, well, if the injuries don't do him in, he's going to be good, I think.
This is the problem I have with the Cowboys. You know that Romo can't throw, so you might as well get some really good running backs.
They got their best running back in the league.
Well, I don't know if they got the best running back in, but that line is out of this world. And that's the big thing.
The line's making him have the best numbers.
Well, that's the thing with the Redskins. You can say what you want about RG3, but guess what? That line is playing like crap.
Yeah.
Because Kirk Cousins didn't look good.
Yep.
Colt McCoy has looked good against a couple bum teams.
Yeah.
But that's about it. I mean, so it is what it is. If you're sitting there and you're worried about getting hit, especially coming back
from injuries.
And especially when your first instinct is to run and now you're being told stay in the
pocket.
Yeah,
yep.
You know, it's tough. And there's going to be a learning curve, but the guy's got skills, so I don't know.
He wasn't a pocket quarterback when
you
drafted
him. Just like any given Sunday. Just let Jamie Foxx run with the ball and be fine.
I can't stand Jamie Foxx.
I love that movie, though. And I couldn't stand any of the people that were in it. I love that movie.
Yep. Let's see. No, I didn't mind Al Pacino.
Well, yeah, Al Pacino, obviously. But I can't stand Cameron Diaz.
I hate Cameron Diaz.
Well, the rest of the cast are minorities.
They're not all minorities. They're not.
No, there were the two teen doctors. They were minorities.
Screw you, Joe. I just said I love the damn movie.
So I hate the people that were in it, but shame I love the movie.
Screw you. I'm just going to go home and watch Rudy again.
Oh.
I love Olivia Pope, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
That is one nice looking light skinned black woman.
Is that a skin reference?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's a girl. Her name's Kerry Washington.
Yeah.
And they actually said that they're considering casting her as Amanda Waller in the Suicide Squad movie.
Okay. I'm unfamiliar with the Suicide Squad.
Is like Will Smith in that going to be in that or something?
I saw a picture.
I heard
something.
That is that the Suicide Squad movie? I think so.
I saw
a
picture of Will Smith, and I saw Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, can dogs eat garlic?
I can't eat.
Well, let's find out. We'll give it some.
Find out. No more dogs.
Shannon can't eat garlic. Dogs can, I think.
Yeah, that's a rule. Whatever Shannon can't eat, dogs can eat. Oh, speaking of dogs. Guess how much I had to spend on my dog at the vet this week because my dog had a tummy ache.
Which one?
$430.
Maggie. Reverse theme.
$340.
Wow. Jeez. Because it had a tummy ache? I would have just put it down.
Hey, Joe, it's not a cat, okay?
Yeah. Well, fake son.
It's
you
not a
put
cat.
My dog
I
down.
Like, how much? Yeah.
They don't tell you until after.
Yeah, until you.
But they had to draw blood and all sorts of stuff because she kept throwing up, and then she had some blood coming out of somewhere where it was supposed to. So I freaked out, of course, because those are my babies.
What?
What did you say?
What? Where the hell did that come from?
Because I was bleeding where it shouldn't have been.
So you go there automatically.
She pooped, and there was blood.
Just so you know, Joe, there's going to be a lot of clips for you up front.
God.
Make a note. Joe talks about a dog being sodomized.
Oh. Dog was not attacked. Dog had a tummy ache.
Right, could you take the dog with you to see Creepy Santa?
No, we did not. Oh, speaking of that. This is how my mind works. We watched this movie last night called Snowpiercer. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
Alright, so it has, I get them confused. Chris Evans is Captain America?
Mm-hmm.
It has Chris Evans in it, okay? Yep. And it has a couple other people that, Tilda Stinton, is that her name?
Who?
Yeah, she's ugly, so you probably wouldn't know who she is. Tilda Stinton or Swinton. She's British, and Ed Harris is in it.
Oh, I like
Ed Harris.
At
the very end. But it's based off a book, so I'm not surprised you haven't heard of that.
Yeah, I know.
Definitely haven't heard of that.
And it's based on this dystopian future where Earth was trying to combat global warming, so they released this chemical in the air, and it messed up and it froze everything, and everybody died. Except for these people on this one train. Because this guy had foreseen the future or something and made this train to be a completely self-sufficient thing.
Okay.
So it had, like, different compartments, right? And people were assigned by their classes. So at the very beginning, it was all the rich people. Then at the very end is all the poor people, right? And this really long train, like, 50 compartments, right?
Yep.
And there's... So, basically, they've been on the train for 17 years. And the people at the end, they've had several revolts, and none of them have made it. And now we're going to do another revolt, right? So, Chris Evans, right?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Yeah. I keep getting him Chris Pine confused, but it's not the same person. They could be. They could be the same person. Captain America. Who he made this movie in between filming Avengers and Captain America 3, so he was like jacked up for the Avengers, and he had to lose all this weight for this movie, and then he had to gain it all back for Captain America 3. My wife, for the first like half hour, didn't even know it was him, and I was like, I'm amazed that Captain America was able to lose all this weight. She's like, that's him.
Well, he'd go off the cycle.
Well, he was like. He had the whole beard and everything going on. Yep. So, and there were a couple of points of the movie where I was like, this is ridiculous. Because, like, at the end of the movie.
A couple?
Yes.
And then the whole storyline.
And then in the movie, he's talking to this guy who's. I think he speaks Chinese. I think it's Chinese. And he had been using this translator thing the whole time, and then the guy's just speaking Chinese to him, and he's understanding it. And I'm like, oh, all of a sudden you just learn Chinese. But anyway.
Hey, after 17 years.
So they lead this revolt, right? And part of the reason they have this revolt is they keep stealing their kids.
Like the rich people are stealing?
The rich people, like...
Are they eating them?
I don't... Well, that's the thing. Like, they... this lady comes back, and she works with the guy that runs the engine.
Mm-hmm.
So they treat him like a god. And they come back, and they measure these kids, and they find... This kid that they like, and they take them away. These two kids. They measure them, and they're the right size, and takes them away. Right! So I'm like, and like, as the revolt's going on, like, they capture one of the people that worked for this guy, and they're like, what does he do with the kids? And they're like, he really likes kids. And I'm like, if this guy I'm like, my mind automatically goes to, like, if he's abusing these kids, I'm going to be so mad.
Is Michael Jackson at the head of these guys?
No,
it's
Ed Harris.
So your dog being sodomized by creepy Santa
reminded you. This movie. So it ended up that that's not what he was doing. He was using the kids to run parts of the engine that they couldn't replace the parts.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there was this part that... I think it was like a piston. He used to go in and clean out this part.
Yeah.
So the kid had the right size hand, so he'd stick his hand in and pull the gunk out. Stick his hand in and pull the gunk out. And stick, like, so when the kids grew up too much, they go get another kid.
What happened to the kid?
Then they, I don't know what they do with the kid. I don't know. They didn't get that part. There's a lot of plot holes in this thing, okay? So, but, like, I'm watching this movie, and it's, like, extremely violent, okay? And it's, like, I'm going, and this is one of those movies where they were like, oh, this is going to be an Oscar-nominated movie, and this is like, and this is why I don't watch those movies, because I'm watching it going, this is ridiculous. There's no way that this would have happened. There's no way that, like, I'm pointing out all these
things. Did you rent it, or was it on
Netflix? It was on Netflix. Oh. I watched it free.
Well, how do poor people get on the train anyways?
I don't know.
Because you figure all the rich people would be on that train.
Yeah.
Not everybody believed this guy. No. Apparently he's telling people that this is going to happen.
Was he on the train?
Yeah, he was the one running.
He's the one running it. Right.
He was at the very furthest with the engine. He was running the engine. And it was Ed Harris.
Oh, all right.
So, it's like...
So it was Wilford.
Yeah, that's the name of the guy. Wilford.
And what?
In the movie.
In the movie.
The guy's name is Wilford. Oh,
okay. Joseph messed stuff up.
Yeah.
Trying to be fancy.
Yeah, they treat him like a god, and like he's all-knowing and all the stuff. But one of the best parts of the movie, and is one of the sickest parts, is how they punish people, is they have these portholes in the side of the train, right? And they would put something around your arm, or your leg or something like that, and they would stick your arm out and wait till it froze off. Like, 7 minutes, or like at this altitude, it'll take 7 minutes to freeze. So this one guy took his shoe off and threw it at the rich lady that had come down. So they stuck his arm out there, right, and waited 7 minutes, and then they turned back in and took a sledgehammer and arm went off. And this is at the, like, the beginning of the movie, and I was like, whoa.
You're like, this is going to be good.
This is a weird movie.
You can tell that I didn't write that movie, because it would have been something else that was shoved out the portal.
This is a pretty big portal. I don't think it would have worked. I think it's arm-sized. We're not talking about, like, horses
that.
Or something.
You're right about that lady being ugly.
Yeah. I mean, she's not a good-looking lady to begin with, but like, but like,
she said Tilda.
She's not.
Tilda Swinton, right?
She's a
man.
Right there.
What else was she's been in? Something else I've seen her in.
She's in a lot of movies. Well, the thing is, like, to begin with, she's very like angular features and everything.
Like you would cut yourself on her.
Yeah, she's British, so she's got bad teeth to begin with.
She was in Narnia.
Yeah. She's in a lot of things. Yeah. But I always think she's Emma Thompson, but uglier. Because Emma Thompson is actually kind of pretty. But, yeah. She's not that good looking to begin with. So,
oh, she's tall, too. She's almost 5'11".
I know. This character. And you're like, it's one of those characters where you're like, I just can't wait for somebody to kill her. What if somebody gonna kill this lady? Yeah. And like, what if finally happens, you're like, yes!
Yeah.
Like, that was very rewarding, right?
I mean, we can do our winners and losers if you have any. I have I definitely have a loser.
All right.
I also have potentially a couple winners, so I don't know if you want to go. Does anyone else have any? Or?
I bet Snake Guy's my loser.
All right. Well, we're going to go with my big loser this week is Steven Anderson of the Faithful Word Baptist Church in Arizona. Have you heard this
mm-hmm.
guy? Familiar, Joe? No? You want to fill him in or should I? Basically, this guy did a sermon. I don't know if it was this week maybe or last week.
Like a week ago.
Yeah, basically he said I'm going to paraphrase. Essentially, his message was if we want to get rid of AIDS and stuff like that, we should kill all gays by Christmas.
Jeez.
Is that essentially what he said?
He said we should follow what the Bible says and eradicate all of the homosexuals because they cause AIDS, and if we get rid of all of them, the Bible will reward us by getting rid of AIDS.
Yeah, so he's my loser.
I use the word asshole.
Yeah.
My winner is, and as much as I dislike him, I guess I'll go with Aaron Rodgers. He did something with Milwaukee High School. I guess he met with some of the students, and I guess when the dean is there, is doing work with at-risk youth, so he went down and surprised them by doing a visit at the high school. And well, I'll say I'll give it to him.
Where's Milwaukee? Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Oh. I don't know.
It's where Happy Days was filmed.
I know, but it was just, that's like a...
That's where...
It's a mythical place. It's not like an actual
place. Is that where that 70s show took place?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe.
I think so, yeah.
Is there a lot of beer in that show? There's a lot of beer.
A lot of pot.
Yeah.
You ever watch that 70s show?
No, I did. Yeah. In reruns. I never watched it.
I tried watching it while it was on, and it just got played. I can't stand Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, it went too long.
Although, what's her face?
I like
was
Mila
Kunis.
Yeah. She's cute.
She's tainted.
And then the other girl is in Orange is the New Black now, and she's hotter now.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But she's
a... Laura Prepon, is her name?
Yeah, but she's one of those Scientologists.
Is she?
Yeah.
She can be whatever she wants to be. She's hot in that show. Yo, I have a confession to make.
Uh-oh. Speaking to the mic.
Yeah.
Confession. I like a Nick Jonas song, and I feel so ashamed
Jealous?
About it. Yes.
I like it, too.
I know.
Don't feel bad.
I feel so bad.
It's a really good song.
It came on. He makes up words. He makes up
words. Hellish.
Hellish. Hellish. I don't know. Yeah.
That's a made-up word?
The way he says it is, it's like, because he rhymes jealous with hellish.
Yeah. Okay.
But I was like, the song came on, and I didn't know it was him, right? And I'm like, I'm in the car.
See, I didn't know it was him at first.
Yeah, I'm in the car, I'm bobbing along, and I'm like, who is this? I'm like, it doesn't sound like Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going through, like, all the people. Like, maybe it's that new guy they were telling me. Like, my friend was telling me about this other guy. And they're like, Nick Jonas. And I was like, no!
You're like, I don't like it anymore.
I was like, the only way that could have been worse is if they said that was Bieber. And I would have been like, I just had to shoot myself now. I was like, oh, no. It's really good. You're gonna have to use it as part of the music.
I'll probably play it on the outro. I know. I already picked out the intro song.
What's the intro song?
Dominic the Donkey.
That
song is awful.
I love it.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Joe? It's Christmas.
He's Jehovah's Witness. He doesn't know what Christmas is.
Yeah, no.
We're watching the Country Christmas special the other night on YouTube. I'm just watching the parts I want to watch, which is basically Jennifer Nettles' boobs and Idina Menzel. Every time she's on this show, I don't know who dresses her, but they dress her great. And she wears really short outfits, and her boobs look great. So, good job, whoever dresses her on this show.
Nice
but,
boobs.
Well, then yeah. But then I was like, because she really doesn't have very much to go with, but it looks like she does on this show. So, I'm like, why do all these songs have Christ in them? I'm just being silly, and my wife posts it on Facebook. Yeah, Shana, we're watching this, and all these people start commenting with all these songs that don't have Christ in them. I was like, I was being silly. Like, I was being sarcastic. Yeah. Like, I understand that it's Christ's birthday, allegedly, because he's really born in the summer.
Yeah, not Christ's birthday.
I was being silly.
Yes, yes.
People don't understand my sense of humor, apparently. I watch Footloose at least once a year. I have the soundtrack. I love it. Footloose is one of those movies for me that every time it comes on, I will watch it.
Footloose or Dirty Dancing?
I watched part of Dirty Dancing yesterday because I was flipping through the channels and I found it. And I found the part where
after the rape?
Shut up! No, it was pre-rape. They were doing the lifts in the water. Shut up, Dan. You ruined all my movies.
I'm sorry. You
ruined my dreams. That's what I say to my wife every time she told me doing something. You ruined my dreams!
Of course. Well, alright, I guess we can sign off.
Go, go.
Hey, jingity jing. It's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing. The Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la. La 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 la. La la la. La 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 la. Santa's got a little friend. His name is Dominic. The cutest little donkey, you'll never see him kick. When Santa visits his paisans with Dominic, he'll be. Because the reindeer cannot climb the hills of Italy. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la. Bells around his feet and presents on the sled. Hey, look at the Mayor's Derby on top of Dominic's head. A pair of shoes for Louis and a dress for Josephine. The label on the inside says they're made in Brooklyn. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la. Children sing and clap their hands, and Dominic starts to dance. They talk Italian to a man he even understands. Kumbaras and kumbaras do they dance a da da da. When Santa Nicola comes to town and brings Ujucharilla. Hey, jingity jing, it's Dominic the Donkey. Jingity jing, the Italian Christmas Donkey. La la la, la 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 la. La la la, la 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 la.
Hey, Dominic, what another dollar?